Before we begin, it is worthwhile to spend a little time to describe where we are going. Chapters 3 and 4 should be considered a pair, as they present two sides of the same coin. In Chapter 3, we discuss the static compile-time representation of an object-oriented program, while Chapter 4 discusses their dynamic runtime behavior. Both topics are important, and an understanding of both is necessary in order to proceed. The appropriate starting point depends in part on the language you will be using. In compiled languages, such as Java and C++, you must first write a program before you can execute it, and so the progression from Chapter 3 to Chapter 4 follows the sequence the programmer will observe. In Smalltalk, on the other hand, you can immediately begin experimenting in a working system, and so the dynamic behavior, that is, Chapter 4, will be what the programmer sees first, before progressing to writing new classes, the topic of this chapter.